Daily Light, October the 31st, morning. Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Who has measured the spirit of the Lord? Or what man shows him his counsel? God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, even things that are not, to bring to nothing things that are, so that no human being might boast in the presence of God. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear its sound, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. Born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. My Spirit remains in your midst. Fear not. The battle is not yours, but God's. The Lord saves not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's. Not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Zechariah 4, verse 6. Isaiah 14, 13. 1 Corinthians 1, 27 to 29. John 3, 8. John 1, 13. Haggai 2, 5. 2 Chronicles 20, 15. 1 Samuel 17, 47. Daily Light, October the 31st, evening. Do as you have spoken. Confirm to your servant your promise, that you may be feared. Then shall I have an answer for him who taunts me, for I trust in your word. Remember your word to your servant, in which you have made me hope. Your statutes have been my songs in the house of my sojourning. The Lord of your mouth is better to me than thousands of gold and silver pieces. For ever, O Lord, your word is firmly fixed in the heavens. Your faithfulness endures to all generations. When God desired to show more convincingly to the heirs of the promise the unchangeable character of his purpose, he guaranteed it with an oath, so that by two unchangeable things, in which it is impossible for God to lie, we who have fled for refuge might have strong encouragement to hold fast to the hope set before us. We have this as a sure and steadfast anchor of the soul, a hope that enters into the inner place behind the curtain, where Jesus has gone as a forerunner on our behalf. Oh, do as you have spoken. 2 Samuel 7, 25. And Psalm 119, verses 38, 42, 49, 54, 72, 89, and 90. Hebrews 6, 17 to 20. And 2 Peter 1, verse 4.